Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. The topic of the week is indecisiveness, also known as I need to think about it. So on the last episode, I talked about the cost of indecisiveness, the cost of staying stuck. Because when you say I need to think about it, when you are indecisive, you are staying stuck and it is costing you career opportunities. It is costing you money, time, sanity, relationships. So I talked about some of the main ways that you can start to overcome this indecisiveness so that you can start moving forward and up in your career, including getting clarity and getting over the fear of making a decision and really just connecting with why, what do you really want? Those are some of the things that you can begin to do to move from, I don't know, I need to think about it, to actually making a decision. And today, what I want to talk about is one of the main objections that we often get when we talk about being decisive. If you've talked with us at all, you know that decisiveness is one of our main values and the qualities that we embrace and that we definitely help our clients to embrace as well. Because look, it all starts with clarity. Having clarity about what you want, why you want it, what's next for you in your career and in your life. What kind of leader do you want to be? Having clarity around all of those things. And then after that, you got to make a decision. You got to be decisive, because if you don't make that decision, then the action doesn't come and the results don't come. So decisiveness is so important. And one of the main objections that we get to that, one of the main counterpoints, if you will, is, well, I can't be decisive. It's not in my nature. It's not my personality. I am very analytic. I am very careful with the way that I approach problems and problem solving. I am very methodical when it comes to approaching decision-making. I am very risk averse. I want to make sure that I cover all of the options. I like to make decisions slowly. I do not feel like, if I feel like I'm going to be pressured into making a decision, that is the best way to make me, you know, slow down even more. And trust me, I get it. I'm exactly like these things most of the time. It is my tendency. So that's the number one thing to understand about decisiveness. It's not a personality trait. Decisiveness is a quality. It is a behavioral tendency to be or not to be decisive, to show up as quick thinking, fast action, go, go, go. Or I need to think about it. I want to consider the options. Please give me more data. Give me the time to think this through, please. It's simply a behavioral tendency. It's what we prefer to do. Do you prefer to make decisions more quickly, in a more dominant fashion, in a more aggressive fashion? Or do you prefer the opposite? And to be a little bit more, like I said, methodical, and a little bit more cautious when it comes to making decisions. It's simply a behavioral tendency. And, you know, like I said, for me, in certain situations, the best way to get me to take even longer to make a decision is to pressure me into making that decision, right? Because where I'm going to go naturally is to take my time and to slow down at a much slower pace. But look, even for me, and if you're like this, you can probably relate to this as well, is that this is simply a tendency. Like, you may be the fast thinker, make a fast decision. is simply a tendency. We can decide, to use that word again, to be the opposite. So if you tend to make decisions more quickly and aggressively, there are certain situations that you know, because you're a smart human being, that you're going to need to slow down a little bit more. And vice versa, that if you tend to make decisions a little bit more cautiously and slowly, you know, because you're a smart human being, that there are situations that call for making the decision right now, because why wait? Because why wait? You know, I love thinking about ways to categorize people and understand people's patterns of behaviors and like patterns of the questions that people ask. And one of the ways that I was recently introduced to that, you know, there's patterns, that two different questions that people ask. If you wanted to take a look at what kind of person are you based on these two different questions, there are people who ask, why not? Like that's one of their key questions. It's one of their key ways of approaching the world and approaching problems and approaching situations. Is the question that they ask themselves all the time is, why not? Let's do it. Let's go for it. And then there are people that ask, what if? That's the way, it's a dominant question that happens in your head again and again. What if? All right, let's do it. Let's do it. No, hang on. What if? Just go on the job market. Like, what are you waiting for? Oh my God. Well, what if? What if it takes up too much time? What if everybody says no? What if I find out I'm an imposter? Right? What if? What if? Why not? And what if? So, which either one, you may be one or the other. Who I'm mainly talking to right now are the what if people. But look, if you're a why not person who just tends to make decisions and goes for it, I want you to keep listening, because this is going to help you relate to the what if people. Because if you're in tech and you're a why not person, chances are you're working with a lot of what if people. People who tend to overanalyze, people who tend to fall into analysis paralysis. So it's a way to relate to them. So here's the thing. The topic, again, of the week is indecisiveness and how that's going to cost you in your career. It's going to cost you the ability to make more of an impact and get recognized for that impact. Because if you need to think about it and you get stuck in analysis paralysis, you're not moving forward. You're moving backwards. And so the question becomes, well, I can't do that. I can't just wave a magic wand and just magically become a why not person. And I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking you to be someone who you're not. I'm not asking you to be an imposter. You know, I'm not asking you to be a fake replica of who you are in your heart and your soul. All I'm asking you to do is be aware of those situations that call for more decisiveness, that call for that decision. Because again, decisiveness is not a personality trait, it is a tendency. It is a behavioral preference. And you can choose when to turn on that decisiveness. You can choose to speed up. And it's really just being aware of that. Being aware that you get to choose when to turn on that decisiveness. And to start looking for that evidence of when you were decisive in the past and it paid off. Because I know that there were times. I know that there were times that you were decisive in your life and it paid off. And we ask our clients this from time to time, and we get all these wonderful stories about people who, for example, might be from another country. You know, they might have come to the U.S. From India or from parts of Europe, or, you know, we've gotten some from Africa or just other parts of the world, other parts in, you know, Asia, Japan, and people that came to the U.S. and they made the decision to do that. They made the decisive, almost defiant decision to come to the U.S. to pursue their dream. And for a lot of people, it was kind of reconnecting with that part of them. And they will be the first ones to tell you that, like, yeah, coming to the U.S., it was challenging. There were lots of challenges. There was lots of hurdles along the way, whether it be, you know, visa issues, green card issues, or, you know, language barrier issues, cultural barrier issues, not understanding the culture. You know, they may be looking for a job and just not understanding the way that people get jobs in the U.S. Whatever it might be. There's the challenges for sure, but they never for a moment doubted that decision to come to the U.S. and build their dream life. And if they had put it off and thought about how hard it was going to be and asked, oh my God, what if this and what if that? I'm not going to do it. It's too risky. It's too scary. Then they maybe would have never done it, and they would have stayed stuck in their original country, not living their dream and just settling for mediocre. We also hear stories of people who at one point in their careers may have started their own business. And again, like, they'll be the first to tell you that, like, it's hard starting your own business, running your own business, growing a business. There are challenges. There are risks along the way. Monetary, financial risks, for sure. Those are the ones that are very often the most present in front of mind, in front of face. But there's also risks in terms of, you know, your stress levels, relationships, because it takes a lot out of you to have a business, to run a business, to grow a business. And you talk with people who decided, like, it was this moment for a lot of people, and this was similar for me, where there's this moment where you just decide, like, I don't need to think about it anymore. Let's do this. Let's start the business. Let's do it already. I'm going to stop asking what if. I'm going to start saying, let's do this. Why not? Why not? Let's do it. And I never for a moment regretted that. And you hear other people who, you know, and we talk with a lot of them who started their own businesses at one point in their careers. Yeah, was it hard? Yeah. Did you maybe lose some money and lose some sanity along the way? Perhaps. But in the same breath, it's, I grew so much. You know, I may temporarily felt like I was, you know, losing some of my sanity and maybe lost a little bit of money. But at the end of the day, I grew so much as a person. I grew as a leader. At the end of the day, I did make money. I did make a lot of money, right? And so it's those, going back to those moments, or maybe it was the moment that you decided what to major in college, or maybe it was the moment that you decided to take your current job, or to move, or you're deciding to move from one place in the country to another. All the examples that I was talking about before, do I stay or do I go? Do I move to another company? Do I change industries? Maybe some of you have already gone through those experiences. And the reason that you're on the other side of that now and you're a better person for it now is because of the challenges, because of the risks that you took. And you would not be the same person if you stayed stuck in, I need to think about it. So just realize that you can choose to make the decision to change your career, to change your life. It does start with clarity, and it does start with embracing the fear and let it, and instead of letting it cripple you. But it's also about realizing you absolutely have the choice and the power and the conviction and the confidence to make that decision about your career. And so for some of you, that's all you need. You're like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm going to do it. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to move forward. Go forward, my friends. And let us know, you know, what are you doing and what decision you're making, and we'll celebrate with you. But for some of you, you're like, okay, I get it. I understand. I hear you. But and there's something else that's standing in the way. Maybe it's circumstances, maybe it's fear, maybe it's lack of clarity, maybe it's you just can't get over that, no, I have to think about this more, you know, and you're just not sure how to tap into that decisiveness. So if you need help with that and you're feeling stuck in your career and want to get unstuck, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Because not only have Rob and I been there in terms of feeling indecisive about our careers, feeling stuck in career mediocrity, we've also seen the other side of that several times over. In terms of us making decisions earlier in our careers about leveling up in our careers. Like for Rob, leveling up from an individual contributor to a manager to what do I want to do next? You know, do I want to be an solutions architect? Do I want to go more into leadership? And so he's made those decisions. And for me, it was leveling up in the academic world as a researcher, as a scientist, and making decisions there about, do I even want to do this to begin with? Then to, well, what's next for me? What's next for me? And then both of us making the decision, you know, to start our own company and to do that. And we're on the other side of that now. And so we've gone through this ourselves for sure, many times over. So we have that foresight and we have that sort of introspective look at and that feeling of, we know what it feels like to have gone through that, but we also have the benefits of having helped hundreds of clients, it's going on thousands of clients at this point, to do this. And so yes, there's our experience, but we're not going to try to pretend that our experience is your experience and it's like everybody else's. So we have the data and we see the patterns among all of the clients that we've worked with. And we get to see what are the things that might be getting in the way and how do we fix this? And so that's the benefit of working with experts like us and talking with experts like us is because we're going to be able to see those blind spots. What's keeping you from making that decision about your career? You may not be able to answer that question, but we will help you get there. We will help you figure out what is the root cause of being stuck in your career right now, not just the surface level cause. Not just, oh, my boss is an asshole. Not just, oh, well, I'm stuck in middle of nowhere and there's no opportunities. Not just, oh, my resume and my LinkedIn profile need some upgrading. Those are the surface level causes of what's going on right now in your career and why you're not leveling up more. But there is a root level cause, a root cause. We're going to get to the root of that. And it's different for everyone. So if that's what you want and you want to finally permanently get unstuck, not just, okay, we're just going to rip that one weed out and pretend that it's gone. And then 2 months later, the weed just comes back up again. We're going to get to the root of that weed and we're going to rip it out and it's going to be out of there permanently. That's the benefit of talking with experts like us. So book a call with experts like us. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we'll talk about what's going on in your career, what's working, what's not working, and also where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how, we'll give you all of the details so you can make a decision about how to move forward. And if we're not 100% confident that we can help you, we're going to steer you toward resources. We're going to give you some action steps and a plan so that you can really move forward towards your career goals in a clear way, in a confident way, in a way that you have certainty that you're going to get there. So it's really a no-brainer. Go ahead and book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the week, folks, is be aware of decisiveness. Be aware of your own decisiveness. When do you need to tap into it more? So that you can get unstuck and really move forward and build your dream career. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.